Hi, welcome. This is our full moon gathering Earth Guardian group meditation group. And then here we got our whole team here today. On the left side, left upper side it's Natalia, and the right side is Louis. And then on the second bottom one we have Linda and also the Jennifer. So today is a full moon, so we're going to turn over to Linda, so she will guide us and facilitate this session for us.
What I'd like to do is, first off, I want to ask, it's a Wesak moon and it's a flower moon. And is this a special time for the opening for all of us? Now, can you hear my drum? Yeah, oh, good. Okay, because sometimes if I don't push the right button. Okay, let's call forth the power and the presence of all the ascended masters, Melchizedek, Wayne Dyer, all of our ancestors, and all of those people being present with us as we go through these transitions. And for Lewis, the healing, and the healing for all of us moving forward and really understanding that we are really part of this great awakening as we move forward. And there's no accidents that there's those of us who are on this call. I'm always kind of curious as to who shows up, and here we are. So let's just pull in. What I'd like also, I Ching, at some point, I'd really like you to bring in the dragons because I feel the dragons, and I feel, what is that? Not Hedge Creek. What is the
Unicorn.
Stonehenge.
Oh, Stonehenge. Okay.
Yeah, I really feel that even before we last week, I felt it too. So let's just bring in the golden light, and we're going to go through our body. And really, one of the things that's really important as we're going through this, and we were just talking about going for walks or swimming like I Ching does, really important time to clear our bodies because the energies that are floating around kind of are sticky glue. Stick within us. So as we're doing this drumming and moving forward and going up to Panther Meadows, let's go through our bodies and really understand and really take it very seriously of clearing anything that's going on, whether it be your own, your family or, whatever it might be, or frustrations, because it's really, really, really important. And I've been getting this message more and more all the time. Got a recovery, and it was like in his body, it was like he had rocks. And I called him after and told him, because I've worked with him since 2012, and I told him, I said, "You've really got, even if it's only going for a walk, a mile," I said, "I really want you to focus on clearing your body," because he had been in a rehab, he had been here, he'd been there, and I just saw it so clearly. And even for myself, that's one of the reasons. And Nadia, that she goes 5 miles. There's no accident to that because it takes a little while to clear this stuff. It's not instantaneous, right, Lewis? He's another walker. So let's pull the golden light in. And wherever it is that you feel the most comfortable, your most favorite places, whether it be here in Mount Shasta or in Sedona or just the place, and as we go through our body, starting around our ankles and with each beat of the drum, just feel the power and the strength of the golden light and even the bells as my grandmother clock is clearing your body with the chiming number six, clearing, 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 going up your legs and thanking our legs. As I'm walking, I'm constantly thanking. Interesting that it's bringing so much. There are no accidents to this work. Going around our knees and the and then moving into your heart. Fill your heart and see your heart is green. And as we've gone through the pandemic and life's experiences, there's one thing that I feel very strongly in the importance of loving ourselves now. And just feel the green and just how important in all of our idiosyncrasies, our silliness and everything, because we are alive and we're on this call together. We're in this video being completely present and just loving that about ourselves, that we show up on time with our ancestors, with the brotherhood, with the angels, the star sisters, so that we're all here together praying and being together and creating this great Mother Earth or part of the healing. And then going up into our throat chakra and seeing it as that turquoise and the importance right now. My Native American name is Bright Star Talking Swan. And the importance of figuring out when to talk, how clearly to talk, and also when not to talk. I spent a lot of time at a meeting yesterday and I spent the whole time saying don't talk to myself because it wasn't going to be heard anyway. In the old days I would feel it was my right to talk, and now I understand the importance of not talking and using my energy and my voice in a more powerful, better, clearer way, and the importance of it. Going across our shoulders and again seeing your body with each beat of the drum pulsating this golden light. Going across your shoulders, going down our arms, around our elbows, pulsating, going into our forearms and going into our hands. This is the other part I'm very grateful because I work in a nursing home 4 hours a week, and I'm always grateful to see that I can use my fingers, because when you see people who have arthritis who can't use their hands or their arms, it makes me very grateful that I'm still able to do all those things and work on the computer and drum or whatever. So being in gratitude about our body functions and the importance of them, and just being loving that part of ourselves, all of our body as we're pulsating with this drum. And now going up to our violet flame and feeling the connections to the star people, to the brotherhood, to all the angels, Mother Earth, Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, my sister the stars, the two-legged, the four-legged, and feel the importance of the connection to all of that and how we are downloading so much these days. That's why when I got on the call, I said, how is everybody? Because so much is coming through for us. So if we have help, we do have help of the ancestors. That's why with Ray and the different people, my mom and Lewis's wife, and just the importance of being on this call on time together. Now going over the top of our head to our third eye and seeing that and really understanding the royal blue. Our rose colored glasses are off. We are really seeing things as it really is. Not that that's bad, it's just clear. We used to kid ourselves and think, oh, well, it's not like that. And now we're going, oh my, I didn't see that before. And now I'm seeing it. I'm not sure about that. So just really appreciate that we've got those rose-colored glasses off and that we're able to help each other and support each other in that way, because I was talking to I Ching about some rose-colored glasses things, and that we can talk the same language and give each other support and love. And that's really important. And just see your body and the chakras being balanced. And in front of you are 5 stairs. We're going to go up to that garden place that your preference. It could be in your yard. It could be in Mount Shasta. It could be in Sedona. It could be in the Himalayas, Machu Picchu, or wherever. Starting up, letting go. 1, 2, 3. dancing around us. And we're all kind of all in white. Just see who shows up and see if you get a message, and then I'll turn it over to I Ching.
Deep breath.
Go ahead. I'll stop drumming.
And then let's call up on your dragon. Come forward. So you can feel your dragon or dragons is already around you, next to you. And greetings from your dragons to you. So get on your dragons, and then you can feel that you're rising up above the Mount Shasta. And looking down, you see this piece of land. This part of the land, so beautiful. Still a lot of places snow covered. And you can feel the joyful energy, peaceful energy from Mount Shasta, as well as from Mother Earth. So now we're going to Glastonbury Stonehenge area. You're riding on your dragon. It's very protected and safe. So we're flying to the other part of the world. And now we're on above the Stonehenge. And slowly, your dragon landed on the inside of the Stonehenge. And then you can come off. You can get off from your dragon. And now we make a circle with all the people, all the ascending master, angels, guardian angel, archangels. We're making a huge circle. So we circle the all the huge rocks inside of the circle. So we hand in hand, holding each other's hand, and then we're making a huge energy together inside of the circle, infusing into this piece of land, this part of land, and all the stones. It's a rainbow colors. So we see the rainbow colors coming out, going up in front of us within this circle, like a spiral rainbow energy colors spiral up. And also spiral down below the ground. spiral up, going out, out of the earth, and then going, connecting the source of the universe. Also, you can see all the other planets that are close to us has been helping us, like a Sirius, like a seven sister stars, like a Palladium, and Swan star. You can see their energy shooting out and then connected to this spiral up rainbow color energy. Merge and support us, help us to make it stronger, connected to the source of the universe. And going down, we go into the central sun inside of Mother Earth. Also this rainbow color energy. So with this powerful rainbow color energy, connecting to the Mother Earth, the center of the Mother Earth, central sun, and going up, connected to the source of the universe. And we are there holding hands together, holding the energy, holding the space. In the meantime, we can feel the energy also coming, also going through our bodies. Whatever color of the energy you need, you're receiving it now. Cleansing your body, healing, abundance, communication, leadership, purification, transformation. All the energy, all the different color represent different energy that you need at this moment. You're getting it, you'll be infused all the energy that you need to help you become stronger, become more powerful in a divine way. So you can assist the Mother Earth, support the collective consciousness. So you can do your job better. So I'm seeing this green dragon is there by our side, and also all our dragons and other dragons. They're outside of us, behind us, supporting us. Now we're feeling the feedback from the green dragon, showing the gratitude, helping this piece of land, helping whatever has to be happen, especially on this earth grid that will continuously make it stronger, and as well as repair what is necessary. So slowly you can feel that this session is coming to an end. So we're back to our body. We regain our consciousness. So again, we receive the gratitude and appreciation from the Green Dragon and also from the Mother Earth. Showing this unconditional love, showing our determination to support and to help. So now we are back on our dragon. And once you are on your dragon, we'll arise slowly into the sky and then going back to Mount Shasta. Above Mount Shasta, we saw the beautiful full moon, very purification, and the harmony. Take a deep breath, breathe in the full moon energy to enhance the energy that we just received from the Stonehenge, from the Mother Earth, Grand Central Sun, from the source of the universe. We feel like we're fully recharged. We feel like we are empowered with a divine love, with a divine strength. Okay, now the dragon take you back to where your body is. So you're back to your body. And then you thank your dragon. You feel your dragon a little bit with your body, with your face, with your arms, with your hands, holding your dragon or give your dragon a hug. You're exchanging the energy between each other. So you remember your time with dragon in the past. You remember your commitment with the Mother Earth, with a collective consciousness. With the universe. So before you go to bed tonight, you can ask your dragon come into your dream and continue to work with you together and then establish further assignment or mission that you have to do or you are going to do to expand your consciousness to increase your vibration and frequencies. And take another deep breath. You say goodbye to your dragon and fully back to your body. And take another deep breath. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll mute everyone. So if you like to talk or share, you have to unmute.
No, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. I really felt the dragons, and I felt it was really important that you guided us with the dragons. And I also felt the importance of remembering that they're backing us up, and what you said about recognizing them in our dream state to move forward with that. I really appreciate that. That's what, like I said last week, I really felt the dragons, and before we got on the call, I felt them. So I thought it was an important part for communication, and you have this affinity to connect to them, and so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, that was interesting because I think yesterday I just posted my blog that I wrote it back in 2019, and in that blog I actually talk about the dragon, you know, connecting with the dragon energy and this and that. So I'm enjoying this integration process I'm working on right now. It seems very slow, but I know the reason behind, because when I try to review those blogs from before, it actually kind of affirming what I did before, and it's actually connected to what I'm doing right now. So it's kind of interesting. So I'm not pushing myself to try to like finish it in 2 days or 3 days. So I'm just take my time, you know. And so that's very good. This is also what I learned from this process, is we need to slow down all the time. We think of that, oh, we try to get this done, we try to get that done. But you know, the way the energy working right now, flowing right now, I think even though we feel more stronger energy coming to us, coming to Mother Earth. But I think behind that is actually we have to slow down, you know, so we can fully engage with the flow of this energy and then actually, you know, ride on it and enjoy the, you know, the process. Yeah. So interesting. And this is my second drum. I'm working on it right now.
Nice.
Merkaba. It's not finished yet, but I like what I see so far, you know. Yeah. So this is very nice. I like it. So.
And I like the one behind you too. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. This one. Yeah. I made it on the iPad. It's a digital art too. Yeah.
But, oh.
Yeah. It's a digital one. Yeah. And then, yeah, my website is, I'm working on it. So soon, it will be more content on it. So, you know, and then right now I'm working on the blocks from before. So try to get it over. And then, so that will be very nice. Yeah. I know this is a preparation for me to go back to Mount Shasta in the near future. Yeah, so that's what I want to share today. Anyone else would like to share some
ideas? I like the attitude of gratitude that came through Linda and you as well.
We need that so much. And for our bodies to be so grateful. And like you said about the knees and stuff, if we love our body, it'll love us back. Gratitude.
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
Am I unmuted? Okay, I'm unmuted now. Yeah. Such an important thing as we're going through it, because we're on our feet. And I, like I said, I'm very grateful to be able to do that, because there's, you know, a range of people that either physically can't, or they get to a point they get too weak, you know, rather than pushing through it and swimming or walking or whatever it is. And I'm just really, like I said, and even, you know, our arms, doing things with our arms, you know, whether it be wiping a table down or, you know, serving people food or whatnot, you know, because some people don't have that ability. And like I said, I'm very grateful that I, you know, and also the brain and our psyche that we just, you know, just did. I mean, and there's no accidents as to who shows up. It always is amazing to me in any kind of group as to the people who show up fully, you know? It doesn't matter what it is, you know?
Yeah, it's not about the numbers, you know? Yeah.
No, but you know, so many people say they want to, you know, they want to meditate or they want to do this, and there's still five of us.
That is true. That is true.
Yep.
Five is a special number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Ganesh. Remove obstacle.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
So, I was struck when we invoked the dragons. The dragon I invoked was a green dragon.
Oh,
in the very beginning. And as soon as you started talking about the green dragon, I saw the connection of the synchronicity of it.
Yeah, look at your background and your shirt. They're both green.
All my clothes are green. I wear green. Green is a color of healing.
Yeah.
So I sleep in green. My sleeping bag is green. My sheets are green. My towel is green. My clothes are green.
Yeah, wonderful.
Still have a few clothes left over from that are not green, but they're going to go away and be replaced by something green.
Cool.
Yeah, tonight we wonderful. Rode on the green dragon.
Good. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yep.
Did everybody see their dragon tonight? I'm curious.
Yep.
Yeah. I figured everybody would, but
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dragons were speaking before. Like I said, they even kind of came last week. And then when I saw his post about the podcast that he had done, I thought, okay, they really want to be here to support us. So,
yeah.
It's always a good reminder, you know,
yep.
that not only the star people and the brotherhood and the angels, but just how much support we have as we go through this transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so anybody else? If not, we're gonna, you know, close today's session. I think it's very good. Thank you everyone for being here. And then we appreciate that, appreciate your support. And we will see you next time.
The new moon.
Yeah. New moon, yes. Okay,
have bye-bye. A good night, everyone.
Yeah, okay, enjoy bye-bye. The full moon. Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye, thank you so much.